This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. At least 227 people were killed and hundreds were injured and missing after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake struck Haiti on Saturday, and Prime Minister Ariel Henry said he was rushing aid to areas where towns were destroyed and hospitals overwhelmed with incoming patients.
Gouvernement décide matin.
Henri declared a one-month state of emergency for the whole country and said he would not ask for international help until the extent of the damages is known. The island nation is still recovering from a devastating earthquake in 2010 that killed hundreds of thousands of people and left more than a million homeless. Its president was assassinated in a home attack last month, with the country already in a political struggle, adding to the turmoil. The Taliban on Saturday captured a large, heavily defended city in northern Afghanistan in a major setback for the government and were approaching the capital city of Kabul less than 3 weeks before the U.S. hopes to complete its troop withdrawal. The fall of Mazar-e-Sharif, the country's fourth largest city, hands the insurgents control over all of northern Afghanistan, confining the Western-backed government to the center and the east. Earlier, President Ashraf Ghani delivered a televised speech, his first public appearance since the recent Taliban gains. He vowed not to give up the achievements of the 20 years since the U.S. toppled the Taliban after the September 11th attacks. The insurgents now control 24 of Afghanistan's 34 provinces, leaving the Western-backed government with a smattering of provinces in the center and east, as well as the capital, Kabul. You can find more on our website. This is VOA News. The Australian state of New South Wales entered a snap lockdown Saturday after the state's worst day of the coronavirus pandemic, with 466 new cases and 4 deaths. The state's premier, Gladys Berejiklian, said the figure represented the most concerning day of the pandemic in New South Wales so far.
Unfortunately, we had 4 deaths overnight, and we extend our deepest condolences to each and every one of the family and loved ones. And I know that we will get through these difficult times. We always do. And I never, ever, ever give up hope that our citizens will enjoy those freedoms we did before the outbreak as soon as we can.
She said about 50% of New South Wales had received its first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Thousands of people took to the streets of Paris and around France to protest against a COVID-19 health pass that is now needed to enter French restaurants, bars, sports arenas, and public transport. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
They gathered in their thousands, chanting against the barrage of riot police, 1,600 of which were deployed for 3 separate marches in Paris alone. Liberty was the slogan, with protesters saying the health pass limits their freedom and is a disguised way to make COVID-19 vaccinations obligatory. One protester named Claire believes people power will prevail.
I think the government will change. More and more people are coming, so eventually the government will have to change their decisions.
The pass shows whether people are fully vaccinated or have had a recent negative test or proof of a recent COVID-19 recovery. The marches came as France is facing soaring numbers of new infections, driven by the more transmissible Delta variant. I'm Karen Chamas.
Iran on Saturday announced new curbs to combat the spread of COVID-19 as deaths and infections surge and the country tries to speed up its vaccination campaign. Iran's National Coronavirus Task Force announced Saturday that government offices, banks, and non-essential businesses must close their doors countrywide from Monday until the end of next Saturday. A ban on car travel between provinces will be in force from noon on Sunday until August 27th, according to a government spokesman. The Islamic Republic is struggling to contain what officials have called a fifth wave of the virus driven by the highly infectious Delta variant. Hit by the Middle East's deadliest outbreak, Iran has officially recorded more than 97,000 deaths and more than 4.38 million infections. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.